from Understandably. Wait, are we doing it wrong? And now a word from our sponsor, which is actually me star got life story magic for mom's 83rd birthday. I learned so much. Having an artifact like this is priceless. When I saw how excited she was about the interview, it really brought me joy. Sandy C. Tennessee, thanks to everyone who signed up over the weekend and yesterday. I'm excited to get started. If you'd like to give life story magic as a Mother's Day gift, use code UNDERSTANDABLY at checkout for $100 off our already discounted rate. Mother's Day is May 11 and don't worry, there's no expiration on the interview itself. According to the International Food Information Council's 2025 survey, 15% of Americans say they are currently doing intermittent fasting, up from 12% in 2023. Every once in a while, I think I ought to have joined them. I wrote an article here 5 years ago if you were here then. I love you suggesting it might improve memory based on a study out of King's College London, but I still never actually gave it a shot. As it turns out, it may have been the right call, though probably not for the reasons I would have guessed. Researchers at the Barcelona Institute for Global Health tracked more than 7,000 adults between the ages of 40 and 65, collecting data on meal timing, weight, lifestyle habits, and diet. 5 years later, more than 3,000 of those participants came back for follow-up measurements, and the researchers found that two habits were independently linked to lower BMI over that period. The first was eating breakfast earlier in the day. The second was extending the overnight fasting window, meaning finishing dinner early and not eating again until morning. What was not linked to weight benefit? Skipping breakfast as a form of intermittent fasting. Among the subset of men who practiced intermittent fasting specifically by skipping breakfast and eating their first meal after 2 p.m., researchers found no advantage for body weight at all. That group also tended to have other markers of less healthy living, more smoking, more drinking, less physical activity, and lower adherence to a healthy diet. What we observed in a subgroup of men who do intermittent fasting by skipping breakfast is that this practice has no effect on body weight. The researchers placed their findings in an emerging field called chrononutrition, the study of not just what you eat, but when and how meal timing interacts with the body's internal clock. There are different ways of practicing what is known as intermittent fasting, explained Camille Lassell, is global researcher and senior co-author of the study. The body's circadian system is built around the rhythms of day and night and the physiological processes that accompany them. Eating earlier in the day appears to align better with those rhythms, allowing for better calorie processing and appetite regulation. Eating late and skipping breakfast works against that clock, regardless of how long the fasting window technically is. Thus, a 16-hour fast that runs from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. the next day may not be doing what people assume. The same fasting window shifted earlier, finishing dinner at 7 p.m. and eating breakfast at 7 a.m. appears to be a different thing biologically. Earlier is global research connected the same early eating patterns to lower risk of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes, reinforcing the idea that timing has consequences that extend well beyond weight. The study was conducted entirely in Spain, which has a distinctive meal timing culture. Dinner is typically eaten much later than in the United States, so the baseline comparisons may not translate directly. The research is observational, not a controlled experiment, so it can't prove that meal timing caused the differences in weight. Recommendations will have to wait for more robust evidence, said Lucien Pons-Muzzo, one of the study's lead researchers. There are roughly 260 million adults in the United States. If the IFIC 15% figure is right, that works out to somewhere around 39 million people currently doing intermittent fasting. If even a small portion of them have built their practice around skipping breakfast, this research ought to give them something to think about. That said, the King's College study I wrote about 5 years ago suggested intermittent fasting may have memory benefits that this research doesn't address. Maybe I'll finally give it a try, just not the way most people apparently do it. Axios. The Clue is urging Louisianans to vote in U.S. House races even after Gov. Jeff Landry purportedly cancelled them, as legal challenges move through the courts. The House candidates remain on the ballot for early voting. One assumes the point here is to create a record of people trying to vote for the judicial record. NBC News. For months, President Trump portrayed the big new ballroom he's building at the White House as a gift to the nation, courtesy of patriotic private donors. No government funds, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office last November. but Republicans are now proposing $1 billion in taxpayer dollars to secure the ballroom. The Financial Times: global airlines have cut 2 million seats from their May schedules within the past 2 weeks, as concerns about fuel availability in the coming weeks intensify. Since the start of the Iran war in late February, the cost of jet fuel has doubled, forcing airlines to raise ticket prices, while the closure of Gulf airports that connected a third of European journeys to Asia has thrown global travel into disarray. WSJ: why the collapse of Spirit Airlines means higher fares for everyone. Defunct budget airline had long been a competitive force on low-cost tickets. App: Alberta separatists said Monday they have formally submitted 302,000 signatures to try to trigger a referendum on the province leaving Canada. It could go on a ballot as early as October, but a yes vote would not trigger independence automatically. Negotiations with the federal government would have to take place, and Indigenous groups could use the courts to stop independence from happening. For the people out there saying President Trump's getting weak on mass deportation, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, Pommen said, referring to such naysayers as keyboard warriors. KDVR: a spring snowstorm is bringing inches of snow to Colorado, from the mountains to the Denver area and stretching across much of the state. CNN: White House border czar Tom Homan brushed off critics within President Trump's base who say the administration is not deporting enough people, promising to flood the zone with immigration officers. The May storm comes after a warm and dry winter. In February, Denver had no measurable snow, only the second time on record the city was without snow for the month.